Are you listening? Damn.
Welcome to the 314 Podcast. I'm your host, Reza Weir. And what was the best time of the year has now turned into the worst time of year, which is October with no Cardinal baseball. Cardinals ousted. Rams are not looking like they'll make a playoff run. Mizzou's awful. And the Blues, well, luckily it's early, but the Blues look good. But it's still too early to get excited about Blues hockey, knowing what they normally do in the first round of the playoffs. But I want to start with the King's Take, brought to you by Bamer Law, 636-896-4020. Had a chance to check out the Bamer Law operations. Eric Bamer and his staff will take care of you, from tickets, DWIs, to criminal. They got you. They got a well-run organization out there. So give them a call at Bamer Law, 636-896-4020. And, of course, I'm going to start with the St. Louis Cardinals. 2015, what a team. This team really has been, but come to the playoffs, just like every other year in the playoffs, Mike Matheny is exposed for not being the great X and O manager that you need to be to coach a playoff team. Yes, you did not get production from a lot of players, especially the heart of the lineup. But maybe that's where you do some coaching and you move, adjust your lineup. Like, for example, Matt Holliday just coming off injury. He's not the same Matt Holliday that he's been at the beginning of the season. He's still not 100%. He wasn't putting much on the ball, yet you continue to hit him in the third spot. Where somebody maybe like a Piscotty who was hitting the ball, maybe you get somebody on in front of Piscotty. And in the fifth spot, Jahani Peralta. Yes, Johnny, where the H is in the wrong spot. You know what? I think it's time for Johnny to drop the H in his name altogether. Because I can't remember the last time he actually had an H in the hit column. Yeah, I think he should just be John. J-O-N. Or maybe a silent backwards K in there. Actually, with him, it was a very ugly swinging in the dirt. Which happened to all the Cardinals. Historic amount of strikeouts, lack of discipline. Yes, they were pressing. But they were pressing because they were put in position by their manager not to win. Let's look at it. Other than game one, John Lackey's performance, that's all the bright spot there was for the Cardinals. Nobody was hitting. There was no clutch hits coming up late. And the same players in the bullpen kept getting used who were completely gassed and kept giving up home runs. Kevin Segrist was the most used pitcher out of the bullpen, and he was the most used coming out of the bullpen in this series, and he did not have anything. He gave up three home runs in an inning and a third. There's no way you can keep going back to him. And that last one to Rizzo, the 0-2, that ball can't be anywhere in the zone, and yet you give it to him. But that's the Matheny way. He believes in his guys. He even said in that situation, this is where we want Segrist in this lineup, knowing that coming in, left-handers have been way more better against Segrist than right-handers. So Matheny not using the statistics in front of him just to go with his guy is another clear indication that he just doesn't have it. I know Matheny led this team to 100 wins during an unbelievable season where there was injuries, but his lack of X's and O's, where he doesn't know when to bunt, he doesn't know when to make the right pitching change. Joe Maddon completely dominated, out-coached Mike Matheny in this series. Maddon was not afraid to go to the bullpen early. He went, as soon as he saw his pitcher didn't have it, he went. He would make the right changes. He played small ball. He knew what he needed to do to win these games. Yes, the Cubs hit a ridiculous amount of home runs that really helped them. Every time we got up, they hit a crucial home run. But at the same time, when they needed to score runs, they got runs. And the lack of the Cardinals' ability to play small ball, I think, hurt them. And game four, you have first and second, nobody out, two times and you don't even attempt a bunt. I know the first time you have Colton Wong, who, you know, has power. The second time you have Grichuk, who has power. But you're looking at a situation where the Cardinals have struck out every other at bat, and you can't rely on the home run like the Cubs. We're looking for just contact, put the ball in play. You got to bunt them over. You got to get the tying run to second, and we never did. And for that, just as always in every postseason, Mike Matheny is exposed for what he is. A great players manager, but not a great baseball manager. And now with that, now it's time for me to make a call to the bullpen, and I probably did it a little too late, like Matheny, with my co-hosts Ryan Grimes and Gabe Diamond. What's up, guys?
What's up, boys?
God, man, what's with all the Matheny hating everybody, man?
Why? The guy got out-coached. I mean...
Do you think it maybe it's just safe to say that the Cardinals lost to a better team?
Yeah, but did the Cubs play better than the Cardinals?
Yes.
They
played better against the Cardinals all season.
We had four
homers. Whoa, we're not starting this off where we're just going to bend over for the Cubs and just like...
I'm not bending over. Here, it kills me to say that, but we got outplayed by a better team.
Yeah, we also won the division with that minor league team. The least we could have done was take it back to Bush. You can't let the Cubs win their first, clinch their first postseason playoff series at home in the history of their baseball franchise.
So I didn't
against us.
I didn't want to get into too many of the mistakes. I did cover the how we didn't bunt the two times with runners on first and second, nobody out in game four. So let's go a little deeper there. I know you got Grichuk at the plate, a guy that can hit a home run, who could take a three-run lead, but the way the Cardinals were swinging, striking out every other at bat, don't you need to bunt there? And you got to get the tying run to second.
I mean, in my personal opinion, I don't think it was the bats that came up short. We ran out of arms. I mean, Carlos Martinez injury just killed us, man.
Well, here's the thing. We didn't. How about Villanueva only used two innings? Tyler Lyons not even in the game. Why are you going to bring these guys on your roster if you're not going to use them?
That's true. But I think he was saving Lyons for game five if need be.
No, because I don't
think you put Garcia out there.
Today he said Wainwright probably would have been his game five starter. He said that. And it's like, you got to be kidding me.
Yeah,
you used
insane.
Wainwright three days in a row, and now you're going to run him out for game five? You can't manage for game five until you get to game five.
Let me sum up my
Matheny season here. The guy won 100 games, did very well with an injury-plagued team.
Yes.
Okay.
Great manager. They're,
Just like any manager, they're going to make mistakes. Yeah, he probably wore some of the pitchers out a little bit throughout the season. Didn't give Molina enough rest. But you know what? When you're in the hunt and trying to clinch, you know, Pittsburgh and Chicago were on our heels at the last month of the season. You want to win those games to secure first place, to secure home field advantage. So you can't blame Athena. The guy did a hell of a job, you know, especially with all the minor league players coming up that contributed too, because, you know, hands off to the Cardinals organization for, you know, preparing those guys for those situations. But we basically just got outplayed by a better team.
We lost that series. I think we could have won the series if we would have won game. We had to win game two. We lost that series when Garcia makes that error.
Mentally breaks down, that's where the whole thing went down.
Fucking brutal.
And Matheny totally mishandled that. How do you not know your player has a stomach flu?
Yeah. I don't know.
Molina was unaware. Nobody was aware. I mean, clearly he got sick because of how poorly he played. I got sick watching him play.
Maybe it wasn't a stomach flu. Maybe it was butterflies. The guy hasn't pitched in a big-time game in how many years? He's always hurt.
Oh, yeah, 2012, where he had two innings because he mentally broke down. Oh, and they found out after, oh, yeah, I had arm issue. How about in 2011, game six, where he broke down and gave up five runs in the beginning of that game? We all know how that game ended. The guy's a mental case, and yet you still want to roll him out in game two.
We ran out of just bullets in our gun when Carlos went down,
yeah.
And we have Lackey as our ace. And if you told me that we score six runs in a game that Arrieta starts, on game three.
That's a win.
I'd have been happy all day, up and down. I would have put money on Bovada on that.
Well, we know that, Gabe. You probably did, and that's probably why we lost.
I would have picked Arrieta and DraftKings, figuring he would have had a good game.
Please stop betting on the Cardinals, Gabe.
Actually, I covered on game one. That went great. That was fantastic. But no, what the problem was, we were throwing meatballs from Waino and everyone else, letting Schwarmer Burger, whatever the hell his name is, and Rizzo and their Murderers Row just go yard. I've never seen so many home runs in my life in a playoff series.
Those guys have been raking all season, though. Schwarber, who came up very late in the season, killed it.
Right.
You know, the guy's a stud. They got too many studs on the team. We don't have anybody comparable to their
top. In game three, there was no reason to go to Wainwright right there with Maness facing one batter.
And Maness looked good. And Maness made that great good. Throw to first. He made an all-star caliber throw to first.
Yeah, and then right? You're going to take him out and go to Wainwright, who, I mean, hasn't pitches. You know, Wainwright's – he's not the Wainwright that he'll be next season, hopefully.
But he's coming off injury right now.
Right,
it's,
so you can't keep relying. I know he looked good in the last game, but his first game, it was the first inning, two rocket line drives that were hit right at people, luckily.
Every time we scored runs, every time they countered the next inning.
They
couldn't get that 1-2-3 out the following inning and just shut them down and get some type of flow. They'd come up and just start mashing our pitching staff. Mashing, dude.
I'll say
it was ugly.
The weirdest move that Matheny was that pinch hitting Garcia for Grichik.
Yeah, that was weird.
Just because he was 3-for-4 against that pitcher in the minors.
Yeah. That was super weird. I mean, that being said, we also lost without our MVP, Molina, in the last game. I mean, and Cruz came up. Cruz went, you know, opposite field. It was beautiful. We had everything going in the right direction, and boom, they come back and score two more on us.
Cruz possibly with the worst slide in the history of baseball.
What was that? What
I think, was he with RG3? Were they taking lessons right there?
Why don't you go in head first?
Head first, hand out, yeah.
Yes, yes, all day head first. And if you're going to slide feet first, what was that? He stubbed his toe? He tap danced around that shit?
Yeah. And his terrible. Foot went flying up in the air.
That was horrific.
Yeah.
Ugh. I don't know.
Well, he's not used to playing or getting base hits, so.
I mean, the last month
Big
where
City?
He played.
The whole series, where was Big City?
He was not on the roster.
Exactly. Why would you put Jay over Big City? You need Adams there,
and
man.
When, if you're going to put Jay, why not
you
use
need Jay? You needed Jay because you've got Holiday, who isn't healthy enough to play, especially in the late innings, as a you know, in defense, and Jay can play any outfield position.
And
that's why Jay
get into
was
the
there.
Game? He got one plate appearance, and he struck out.
He wasn't there for his bat. He was there as a defensive replacement towards the end of the game.
Yeah, that worked out well.
You got the hottest guys, Pham and Grichik, and they only got less than 15 at-bats in this series.
And did Holiday get more than one hit?
He had two. He batted 160s. He had one hit. One hit.
Yeah, it's just
Peralta with one hit also.
Just man. I mean, here's the thing. We weren't winning the World Series this year, but we didn't have to give it to the Cubs. We could have just taken it back to Bush.
This team had overachieved with all their injuries. I wasn't sure we were gonna make the World Series, but I did not want to lose to the Cubs.
No.
I don't want to lose to the Cubs either, but I like to point out the fact that I called it last week, which sucks. I mean, I didn't want to have to do it, but Cubs were going to win. I did call it.
It was a good call by you. And it's all based on Jaime Garcia. So now that we broke down this, we look ahead to 2016. And speaking of Jaime, you got Lackey there, the rotation. I'm thinking what you saw because of game two is the last time you see Garcia in a Cardinals jersey. And the Cardinals
Lackey.
Re-signing Lackey now, spending that
good.
Money there.
Good.
I don't think we'll sign Lackey. I don't know why, but I see Lackey going to the Cubs.
Yeah. Why?
Wow. Because of Lester?
I don't know. Maybe.
Oh wow!
And what kind of money that might be thrown at him?
I don't know.
I
don't see the Cubs going after a old vet like that with their young team right now.
Well, they could use a guy for that young rotation too.
Well, I think the one signing that I was against before the postseason was giving Hayward $15 to $17 million a year. Yeah. I don't know how you guys feel, but I think after his postseason performance, you got to give it to him.
I think you do too. Right? You hope the Yankees don't jump in, but I'm still not going to spend more than I'm putting the limit at 16.
Man, my limit's 10. I understand maybe
10.
Here, the guy betted 271, 11 home runs, 58 RBIs.
12 home runs, and it looks bad. I don't like paying somebody $17 million for 12 home runs. But his WAR, his wins above replacement, was 8.1 this year. But that's higher than any other Cardinals. It's because of his arm. It's because of his defense.
Yeah, but defensive players don't bring in the $200 million contracts. When are we start giving that kind of money for defense?
Guys, I was on your side the entire season.
I'm still there. I'm not he's going to get more than there's no way he's getting 10. I don't know where you're
getting 10. Listen, I'm scared if somebody offers him like the Yankees come in for 20. Now, if that happens,
we can get a better bat and a guy that might not be as good in the outfield as him for $10 million a year.
Who's going to be out there? Cespedes is going to get more than Hayward.
Who are you getting for 10?
Well, no, I know. You can't compare Hayward and Cespedes. Two different players.
Upton's going to bring in 14.
I'd love to get Upton, but he's going to get more.
They're all right there.
I just think $15 million is like a high ceiling for Hayward. 15
is pretty good now. That's what you're paying Holiday.
His contract's going off the books. We have that big TV, the billion-dollar TV deal. Spend the money, unless they're making beers $5 a pop.
Unless you go after Cespedes. That's the only way.
Yeah. You know what? I'm cool with spending money on Cespedes. Spend $25 million a year on Cespedes.
Yeah, Cespedes doesn't want to play in St. Louis. He wants to play in the Big Apple. He likes the bright lights. He's not coming here.
I think he would like $25 million to play for a team that's constantly in the playoffs.
Yeah, I think – did you see how he's been bouncing around? City. There's a reason he bounces from team to team. I mean, he's
He reinvented the Mets. The Mets seem to love him.
Yeah, because he's in the Big Apple. He's in that – man, he plays up in Boston. He plays down in Oakland. He wants to be in a big city, in a big TV market.
You know, speaking of big cities, this is something kind of, grinded my gears a little bit with this playoff series. The Cardinals-Cubs, heated rivals. First time, playing each other in the playoffs in a long time. First time the Cubs have made it to the playoffs. Why do we not get the primetime games in the evening?
Completely agree.
Mets, that's ridiculous. New York,
because
LA.
The New York and LA, yeah, because
number
of the city.
Number one, number two.
But that is ridiculous.
Also, West Coast team, you can't start, if they're playing out in LA, you can't start their game at 1 o'clock in the afternoon, a playoff game, which would be 3:30 our time when they started, and we play later.
Well, here's the thing: we were playing at 3:30, 4 o'clock, and when they're playing in New York, they were starting at 7:30 our time, which is like 8:30 their time. They're starting the games late there.
Right. I mean, it's ridiculous. I mean, and it's true, but you want to play. I mean, Wrigley Field. You want to start those games in the daylight, don't you?
But every year in the postseason,
we get screwed.
The Cardinals get the early game. We're the second most winning franchise in history. Oh, especially when it comes to World Series, we're competitive every year. We're loved throughout this country, but we still get dicked when it comes to the time of the games.
Yeah, and it's
you're right, Ryan. You're completely 100%.
You think you want to get that Cub Cardinal playoff game? And who won the ratings the most the teams Cardinals ratings were the highest here in St. Louis.
Shocking.
Wow.
Yeah. So,
man,
maybe at 3:30.
Didn't see that coming.
Right?
All right, so I guess who do you guys like going forward?
Right.
What do you think's going to happen tonight with the Dodgers Mets?
I'm going to say Dodgers. Dodgers.
Think,
and then Dodgers will sweep the Cubs.
God, I would love that. Ryan?
I mean, it's kind of hard to beat that Dodgers pitching staff.
Okay, if the Mets...
The Mets pitching staff's right. DeGrom, man.
Those guys in Syndergaard, they kind of fell off at the end of the season. You can't Kershaw and Greinke, really. Come on.
Here's what the Dodgers just saw. The Cardinals eliminated. This is our chance. They have to step on it right here.
If the Mets come up and win, you can't root for the Cubs in a Mets Cubs series. You can't
root for anybody.
Right? Or do you just abstain? I don't know. Pond scum?
You can just get on that Toronto bandwagon.
I just want to see Toronto. Canada. That's all I want to do is see Toronto.
Dude, I don't know if I'm going to watch any more baseball after this week. This is bad.
It's been bad. maybe a little bit later.
KC Cubs World Series. Oh,
Kansas
my God.
Kansas City Cubs.
The worst.
World Series. I don't know. Mets Cub NLCS would be up there, too.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I feel dirty even talking about it.
Yeah. Maybe next week after we settle down, we'll break down who should be on the team next year, position-wise.
Maybe we should take a break and stop talking about this terrible.
Yeah, I think we need a week away from, you know, let it settle. Maybe Matheny might be my guy next week. But for right now, we're going to go to the bullpen. Oh, and we just gave him another home run. This is the 314 Podcast. Welcome back to the 314 Podcast, Weezer, Gabe, and Ryan. And it's now time to talk football, where things are getting even more depressing there because the Rams are 2-5, 2-3. they're 2-3.
Yeah, 2-3 equals 5.
Yeah,
that's okay.
Ryan got that question right.
I guess the Birds and the Rams both have a bye week this week, right?
Yeah. Oh, man. Too many things were happening this weekend between home runs and interceptions. You get kind of confused on what was going on here because Nick Foles throwing four of them. Just like Seagrass giving up four home runs. It's just it's the same guy.
Well, you know what? You can't blame Foles for those picks.
He did. He said he took the blame for all four of them.
Of course, yeah. Of course he took the blame, but you can't. He's doing his job. He's supposed to. The problem is that, you know, the Rams offensive coordinator doesn't have an offensive scheme for a team like the Packers. Are going to come at you in a million different ways on defense. Every time Foles dropped back for a pass, he had a guy in his chest. A lot of those balls were throwaways to avoid a sack or loss of yards or because he had too much pressure because the wide receivers can't get open.
Would you agree with me when I say the Rams should have won that game? That was the Rams' games to win?
I think
because their defense and how they made Rodgers
look
human, not look like the best quarterback in the league. But I mean that's the Packers. I mean I didn't expect them to win.
You're not going into Lambeau winning.
Have four interceptions. You missed three field goals, which are the difference in that game. You hit those three, you win.
Yeah, but that would
granted
have been
they're long field goals, but you had an interception in the end zone. You convert two of those field goals, plus even if you don't throw that one away, you probably get a field goal. That's the difference in the game.
The difference in the game is the Rams' offensive line is terrible at pass protection.
Right.
So are they going to hold up for – like, so is that offensive line's been dirt for years. Are they going to be able to hold up for Gurley to run amok the rest of the season?
Well, they're good at run blocking.
They can go forward. They can't go back.
Yeah, and Stafford being out for the rest of the season, too, is definitely going to make things worse.
Yep.
So, with that, is Gurley a top five running back fantasy, or NFL even, running back for the rest of the year?
Too early to tell. The guy's had two starts that looked really good, but you can't say that.
Who else have they got? The Rams offense, I watch other football games, I'm like, how do the wide receivers run like 15 yards downfield and get open? The Rams don't do that. They don't run routes.
Nope, they do gadget plays with Austin, that's about it.
Like you just watch Green Bay, a receiver will go out 15 yards and he's open over a soft zone. I've never seen the Rams do that. The only people that they do that with are tight ends who can't catch.
And now Britt's hurt, right?
He's got a little wrist problem, right? But he said he'll still be good to go.
Here, Stedman Bailey's guy that can get open. They need to utilize more. Yes. They need to learn how to use Tavon Austin or trade him. Because if they're not going to that touchdown with him Sunday was good, that nifty little trick play when Foles did a quick little flip to him as he was running from him, that was neat. That's a good way to utilize him, but they got to utilize him more in the passing game.
Little slants and everything.
Just make him run deep, go far. He's fast. Throw the ball downfield.
If Gurley is a top five, it's going to open up the rest of the offense. Because if he's legit, because he looks legit.
I don't know. I think they're just going to give it to him 30 times a game.
No, 40. We need to just stop throwing the ball completely. Just go like completely.
Yeah.
1940s, we're just running it every single play because the guy is a beast.
Here's the thing. What the Rams need to do is they need to find a way to trade for a couple good offensive linemen because their season's not lost. Their season's not lost.
Dude,
they're
you can't
2-3.
Trade deadline's over.
Trade deadline's over.
No, it's not.
Week 6? Isn't that what it is in the NFL?
I thought it was week 8.
Did they move it? I always thought it was week 6.
There's been no trades. The trade deadline has not happened yet.
You can't mold an offensive line and just start putting pieces together mid-season, especially with that. Like, you can if you have other players and you have depth, but to bring them on from, like, you know, from a practice squad from another team or something and sign a guy, it takes weeks. I mean, those guys got to mold.
The trade deadline is October 28th.
You know what the Rams have? The Rams have going in their favor a real soft schedule after the bye.
Yes.
I don't know if you have that wheeze to pull up, but
I do.
The rest of the way, at least for the next, I think, 6 to 7 weeks, we're Minnesota.
Yeah.
We go.
We come back. I think we got the Browns next week.
You know what? The Browns have been looking pretty competitive, though.
Yeah. We go Browns.
Yeah. I don't call that a gimme.
Browns, 49ers, Vikings, Bears, Ravens are our next 5 games.
Yeah, I love our chances. I mean, we're not talking Patriots. We're not talking Bengals.
Theory, you should go 4-1 in those games. Possibly the only game you should lose are the Ravens, who aren't that good that year.
No, the
but
Ravens
at
are
Baltimore.
Yeah, Ravens are all messed up right now. They're talking about Harbaugh getting recruited by USC because what's his name? What's the Steve that Sarkisian. Drunk coach?
Steve Sarkisian.
Where'd he go, Ryan? Oh yeah, to rehab.
He did not go to rehab. He just lost his job because he was an alcoholic.
Ryan and me have differences of opinion on what to do in that situation. But that being said, I think the Ravens are super soft this year. Steve Smith's been banged up. Forsett has an ankle issue. And their defense was massively wrecked when T-Sizzle got hurt at the beginning of the season. So we get through that little stretch, 4-1, maybe 3-2. And then we have the divisional games on the back end of the season on the schedule, and we play Seattle and everyone else tougher than anybody else. The Cardinals especially. I mean, the record speaks for itself.
They just got to get it done offensively. Speaking of offensively, I'm thinking this is going to be the fantasy game of the week. Tom Brady rolling along against the Indianapolis Colts, who I believe started this whole Deflategate thing by asking to check the balls. How many touchdowns Brady throws?
7. Ooh,
4.
What's the 11.9 ounces? Is that, I'm going to go over under 11.9 for being how deflated the balls were.
Here's the thing. If Luck might play, he might not.
Luck's playing.
I mean, Hasselbeck had a severe stomach virus. Like, he was, you know, he had like 8. Like, I guess, liters of fluid pumped into him that the day of the game when they were playing Houston, which, frankly, divisional game, the winner that could, you know, have that division, that's a big game. And Luck couldn't go. I think the Colts have been real shady on his shoulder injury. If he doesn't play this week, that's, man.
He's their franchise player. They're going to protect him for the long haul.
Well, yeah, I don't know. His contract's up, and, you know, if he keeps going downhill like he's doing, they may not want him.
I think the hit's gone too far. He's great, but if he's healthy, I think he plays. Personally, I think he plays because I think just as much as the Patriots are pissed off, I think the Colts are pissed off. I mean, the Colts lost that game.
Yeah.
I mean, they lost the Deflategate game.
He got blown out.
Yeah, but you know what? Brady is so good at, you know, using that fire that he's pissed off. And look at the game one of the season when he originally wasn't going to play and then came out and just tore it up.
Dude,
he's
I'm
got a chip on his shoulder.
It's going to be a blowout.
He's going to go in there and just rape that defense.
Now, to be fair, I hate the Patriots, but because Tom Brady is on my fantasy team, I hope you're right.
Hey,
I
Gabe,
you're right.
No one cares about your fantasy team.
I know this.
Let's just go back. What about 40-year-old Matt Hasselbeck with the stomach flu? Hey, Hami, are you listening? You got a little stomach bug? Matt Hasselbeck's 40. Just played a game on Sunday, then has to go play Thursday night football on a flu and he wins both of those games. Hey, Jaime Garcia.
Where you at?
Where you at?
How many times do you think Hasselbeck shit his pants during that game?
Oh, my God.
Getting sacked and little squirts come out.
Jeez,
see a little brown in the end zone.
Everybody wants to hear that.
It's funny. I think it's funny.
His interview after the game was like, he was like emotionally drained, but that's impressive. He's always kind of been one of my favorite quarterbacks.
What?
Like when he was with the Seattle, I liked the way he played, and I've always liked his character.
You like his wife, maybe, but I don't know about Matthew.
No, that's Tim's wife.
Oh, whatever. Like I really think Matthew Hasselbeck is not a good quarterback. He just came up big in that situation.
He's 40 now, but when he was in it, I thought
he was in his prime. When he was in his prime, he was a damn good quarterback.
Yeah,
he won a top five, but he was a good quarterback.
He was functional in Seattle. I just hated Seattle so much and still do. I'm not going to give him that respect.
Yeah, but don't you have Russell Wilson on your fantasy team?
Who? Russell Wilson. Russell Wilson Weezer, according to some people that are ginger, is a great real quarterback
and
a terrible fantasy quarterback.
So quit trying to trade me him for Peyton Manning. No.
Okay, good question. Great question, Weez. Is Peyton done or not? Rest of the way. That offensive line is jacked up. The Kubiak offensive system and scheme is not helping Peyton. Peyton's throwing ducks, fellas. He can't throw it farther than 5 yards. Are they done, or are they just going to get it together after the bye next week?
They're 5-0. I mean, they're finding a way to win. But
no,
I think if they were
offensively, that defense is carrying the team.
Well, here I know, but I think if Kubiak was smart, he'll let Peyton go back to how he's used to doing the play calling and using, you know, his own type of plays. You know,
he's
that
not
they were
smart. They're not going to do that. His arm isn't what it is, but it's Peyton Manning. The guy's a winner in the regular season. He's going to find a way to get it done. What they need to do is they need to find a running game.
Running game. That's it. And they don't have it. C.J. Anderson, dude. And he's
party foul.
I'll own it. That was me. So C.J. Anderson is dirt. Ronnie Hillman's got a bad hammy. And if they don't establish that run, Weez, like you're saying,
Penn could get murdered.
Yeah, and they can't be putting him in the pistol like that. That's ridiculous.
I know. I like him better out of the shotgun. I like him that, you know, he can't drop back anymore.
Well, and he can't be running bootlegs like Kubiak did in Texas with Schaub. And the problem is that
I'm just saying, Peyton's naked bootleg is the most successful play in the history of the NFL. He can run it 5 times. 5 touchdowns.
Have you seen Peyton Manning try to run? It's the saddest thing I've ever seen.
Yeah.
He looks everything's so going in slow motion.
He looks so uncoordinated.
It's so bad.
Hey, he's another 40-year-old guy. Hey, Hami, where you at?
Peyton can't even feel his fingers in his left hand.
Jahani Peralta, where you at?
See, I knew we shouldn't have done this podcast. It's too soon.
It's too soon. Anything else football related? No.
If not, hey, a game. Michael Vick won a game.
I know. He got 17 fantasy points. Weezer said he was the worst quarterback in the league.
I didn't say he was the worst. I said you could have picked a lot better.
No, dude. You laughed at me for even thinking Vick would be productive with Le'Veon Bell and Antonio Brown.
You said he would get 20 points. I said he would not get over 18.
Okay, and he got 17.9.
Is that over?
No, but it's damn near close.
He still
close.
Has it. Oh, it's damn near close. That was Bovada. Did you win? No.
Semantics,
they take
dude.
Your money.
Semantics.
They still have your money.
You know what happens? When you have Antonio Brown and Le'Veon Bell, you pick that quarterback who's thrown to them, dude.
Antonio Brown had 2 catches for like 20 yards.
Yeah.
Dude, Brown, who cares?
Brown hasn't played good. If Brown
doesn't get that touchdown, they lose that game. And apparently Big Ben drew up that 76-yard touchdown pass.
That's great. Ben's going to be back Marcus soon enough. Clayton. He'll be back next week. What did Brown do for you, Weez? Damn.
What? Brown's done nothing for me since Mike Vick has got in there.
Le'Veon Bell single-handedly
no cares
on the
about
back
our fantasy
game.
Teams. Just know that picking up Mike Vick, you're like, you thought you could trade him, too. You were trying to get trade bait. Who's trading you for Michael Vick?
That's Gabe's MO, dude. He picks a guy off the waiver wire and then tries to trade him immediately.
Yeah.
All right, I see value.
You see value in what I could have just picked up off the
before milkshake.
I could have got Mike Vick if I wanted him, but no, nobody wanted him.
Okay, wait. I'm sorry, Davante Adams. At least I don't pay for that bullshit and then drop him. What? Wait, what happened, Reese? Okay, so I throw away Davante Adams like the garbage he is.
We're going to take a break because no one cares about our fans.
So now no one cares. We can spend time on Mike Vick.
I spent $5 measly on Davante Adams.
Yep. And then did what? And drop?
That's all right. You spent a lot on...
I dropped Vick. I didn't need Vick.
All right. We'll take a break. We'll come back. Shut up, quick hitters. This is the 314 Podcast. Welcome back to the 314 Podcast, Weezer, Gabe, Ryan. It is now time for the Cubs quick hitters, because it seems like that's all they did were quick hits to take the lead. Am I right? Yeah? No?
Terrible.
That was terrible. That was pretty bad. All right, quick hitter number one. I'm coming at you right here, sticking to baseball. Did you guys see Jose Bautista's monster bat flip yesterday?
What do you think, Weez? It's gone too far.
Look, these unwritten rules of baseball they're silly, right?
Sure.
That one, the only problem I have with is he stared down the pitcher
while throwing the bat with the left hand. It wasn't the right-handed flip. It was like he went across his body and then launched it into the stands almost.
That was more of a mic drop instead of a bat flip. The bat didn't flip that much, you know. I want to see it.
That was insane.
That doesn't bother me.
That doesn't bother you?
That doesn't bother me.
Right.
His adrenaline's up. It's a big game. He did something huge. You know what I mean?
That one right there doesn't bother me. Yeah.
That doesn't bother me.
That was way aggressive, man. That was so... I mean, I typically don't give a shit about bat flips. If you don't want him to flip his bat, then don't, you know, serve up the meatball.
Strike him out.
Yard, you know? But that was an aggressive...
The stare down, that's just competitiveness. You know, it's like, I got you, bitch.
But these unwritten rules of baseball, which I can't go through them all because they're unwritten. But, like, you being my guy, I got to be your guy. Or you stare too long, you're going to get drilled. Is it time to get rid of these unwritten rules?
No.
No.
Well, I mean, they shouldn't be rules. There's a bunch of guys, you know, being competitive with each other. Shit, I mean, we all played ball.
Right. Is it really disrespectful if I stand there and admire a home run?
No.
I mean, you know, here's one thing.
It's not as long as you run the bases. And I don't mean slowly jog.
That's the thing that fires me up more.
I hate a guy that takes his time. You know, like a Scott Rolen would sprint around, or David Eckstein, the very rare time he'd hit one. These guys ran around the bases like they were, you know, trying to hit a triple.
Right. You get a walk and you run to first, like Pete Rose. By the way, my quick hitter, Pete Rose on TBS. That was kind of nice.
Fox Sports.
Was it Fox Sports?
Yeah.
I liked it.
They got into the giggles the other day. There was an outtake where they couldn't get through the prediction, and Pete Rose was like laughing uncontrollably and was just like...
Slowly making his case. They're going to let him into the hall in our life.
He's great on TV. He's really good. But yeah, just like these unwritten rules celebration, you know what kind of firing me up now? I don't mind a touchdown celebration, but in football, a first down celebration, that's kind of pissing me off. I'm getting
especially
tired.
Especially when you're losing?
Yeah, I'm getting tired. Like, look, I get it. You got a first down. You should be getting first downs every three plays, right? Technically, if you're a good football team. I don't need to see you go, oh yeah, I just made a big catch. Because first of all, that's your job. Scoring a touchdown's hard. Getting a first down, well, if you're a Ram, it's tough. But I'm tired of these first down celebrations.
I agree with you. Touchdown.
Uh-oh. It's raining. It's raining in Fenton.
And
we've lost Ryan to a rain delay. It is a rain delay here in Acton. I can hear
you. I'm here.
Well, you broke out again, and we don't know what you said.
All
right. Gabe, you got a quick hitter?
Quick hitter. What was the most surprising substance found in Lamar Odom's body the other night when he was found at the Bunny Ranch unresponsive?
10 PEDs, if you know what I mean.
the Viagra.
Yeah.
The Viagra. What the fuck?
Liquid Viagra, yeah. I wasn't surprised that there was drugs.
Well, there's Ryan again.
I can hear you guys.
Yeah, but we can't hear you.
No. You just oh, don't. Lamar.
So do you think I heard Khloe Kardashian's by his side. Do you think they're going to be filming an episode? Like, is that going to – they're like, please don't die until we get the cameras in. We got to make sure this is on for the next season.
Anything's possible with this family. I mean, the dad became a woman. They – oh, let's get married. We got a TV show. Kanye West got in there. I think anything's possible, and it wouldn't surprise me that they'll exploit this guy to make more money off his – you know, if unfortunately, if he dies.
Like, there was no reason for the Kardashians to be involved with this entire sad, very and truthfully sad situation, except that they needed it for the television show, because they're not even together anymore. That's just weird.
Yeah.
Super weird. Note to the public and other celebrities, stay away from the Kardashians. She's like all the exes. Something goes wrong with them.
good point, Ryan. Ryan, you got a quick hitter?
Yeah. A better spot to like watch a big game, you know, a bar or at home.
It's a good one. That's a good one, Ryan.
You got to go bar.
Yeah, like I was at the bar watching Game 4, and it was, you know, it's just more exciting when, you know, something big happens.
Because everybody's excited. You're high fiving people. High fiving straight.
Yeah.
Hell yeah. You know what I mean? It's just fun, especially if you're at a place that actually has TVs and audio on, and it's not a bunch of people there to hang out that don't even care about the game.
Sports
it's actually
bar.
People watch. Yeah, it's sports a, if
bar.
It's a real sports bar, there's people there for the game.
Now, I will say,
to me, that's more fun than anything.
Now, I will say, like, watching the Super Bowl at a home is much better.
Yeah, agreed.
Yeah, I would say so.
Because if you go to a bar, you're not watching the game, dude.
Like, yeah.
That's not true. In the last few years, I've gone to a bar and watched it, and I've been fortunate enough to be able to enjoy the game, but.
But like a Super Bowl like that, you just want to
television commercials. Sometimes you can't hear them.
Yeah, some places will just start playing music during the commercial break. You just want to go. You know, a Super Bowl, and I'd probably say, yeah, Super Bowl at home. Sports
well, you
bar.
Know, last Super Bowl I was fortunate enough to. No, that was the last one. No, yeah, last one or 2 years ago, I was fortunate enough to win a free TV that was a fixed drawing.
Oh, wow. Why did you just call everybody out in that whole situation? Maybe somebody that went to, we won't say the name of the bar, but if you listen to the podcast, you probably know where he went to and lost out on that TV, and now you just told him it was fixed.
It was funny. I go to the owner, I said, hey, I want that TV. And she goes, well, buy a ticket. And I said, I'll buy a couple tickets, but I want to win it. She goes, what am I supposed to do? I said, I spend more money up here in a week than it costs you to buy the TV. I think you can give me a TV. So I bought a couple tickets, and I got the TV.
And that was a $38,000 TV for Ryan Grimes. Gabe, right. You got another quick hitter?
Yeah, I guess. Who do you think's more at fault at USC? Coach Sarkisian or Pat Hayden, the athletic director?
I'm going Pat Hayden. How does that guy still have a job?
Right? I mean, that's
with
crazy.
Everything that's going on there.
Sarkisian did his best Kenny Powers and didn't get fired or even sent to rehab. Do you see that interview? The presser afterwards, he's like, they're like, do you think you have a drinking problem? He's like, no, not really. It's like, dude, you have like the luckiest job. You're like the 1% of the 1% of the luckiest jobs. And you fucked it up because you couldn't stop drinking. He came after being suspended at a practice drunk again. I mean,
yeah. He showed up the next day, you know, just like he was he was in no condition to come to work. And I think, to be honest, I think all three of us has had one of those days before in our life.
Like, what are you doing going like, how bad do you have to be to not be able to coach your team? All you do is yell. Alcohol, frankly, should help that.
I just don't know how he still has a job with, you know, I think, wasn't he there for Lane Kiffin?
Yep.
That was his first, and then everything else had just gone through there.
I think Pat Hayden's got to go, right?
I think Hayden's got to go. And what is this, like, they're going to get a company to lead the search for a new coach. And apparently there's companies that will lead, you pay them to find candidates.
What?
What is the point of having an athletic director if you're going to have a firm outsource your hiring?
Yeah, that's like going to Merrill Lynch or like Goldman Sachs to do an M&A deal.
It just doesn't make any sense.
That's dumb.
Well, that's our former intern Hans profession. He's a headhunter. Job placement.
Right. But I get that for, like, industry. I don't get that for coaches, right? Shouldn't you know who the good football coaches are?
Yeah. No, absolutely. Speaking of that same position, the guy from the league, Kevin?
Yeah.
So he apparently was a headhunter, a recruiter or something in New York during 9/11. So this guy's like, he's the ginger on the league, Weez.
Yeah.
And apparently completely lied about being in the World Trade Center working for being in the World Trade Center, and that he was like a broker for Merrill Lynch. That's what he said. Turned out he was just a recruiter, had nothing to do, or it was in Manhattan, but was not in the World Trade Center. Was, I guess, caught lying about it on Mark Maron's WTF podcast. And now he loses his Comedy Central special, and the league basically is on its last couple episodes, and he's never going to work again. He was on Howard, like, basically begging for,
lost his Buffalo Wild Wings sponsorship.
Yeah, I mean, he got pulled from Buffalo Wild Wings.
The guy basically made a career out of a lie.
Yeah.
You know,
he was like a 9/11 comic, basically.
Yeah, and it's just unreal. I mean, that's probably the worst thing you could lie about.
One of the worst things. I mean, that's fucking horrific. Terrible.
Oh,
God. And he's never going to work again, and he shouldn't. But, like, what are you doing, man? You got kids? For the rest of your life, your kids are going to go online and see that you're just a liar, categorically.
Hey, karma, come back. Maybe he'll die in, like, the next attack somewhere.
Holy what?
What? Holy crap, Ryan.
Easy, Ryan.
Don't talk about attacks on here. This is, everybody's listening to everything. FBI's going to be knocking on your door. Like, you're going to attack the guy from the league? Holy crap. Speaking of Buffalo Wild Wings, though, I got one. Chicken wings versus boneless wings. Which ones are better?
Dude, chicken.
They're both chicken. I mean, like,
no, bone in
chicken.
Yeah, I'd have to agree. Can we just call a boneless wing what they really are? Chicken tenders,
nuggets?
Chicken nuggets, chicken nuggets and sauce, right?
Isn't that number 5 at MacD's?
Yeah, they're called a McNugget. They're not called a boneless wing.
Right. What? I've never seen a chicken without any bones in it. I don't think.
Boneless. Speaking of boneless, Ryan, how's your Tinder game?
I haven't been on it in a long time.
2 days.
All right. A
couple months.
Last one. Matheny to keep his job. Got to win the World Series next year?
No.
I say so.
You're an idiot.
Why am I an idiot?
Dude, he coached us up all season. He did more with less than any other coach. And even though Madden will win the coach of the year, Matheny easily could have. He did good.
What's his playoff record? We should have 2 rings. Just saying.
How do you think Tony feels right now? You think he left too soon?
Yeah.
TLR thought Pujols would leave and the whole ship crumbles? And
here
nope.
You go, bud. Calling for Matheny's job again if he doesn't win the World Series. God. Yeah.
Four years of disappointing playoffs.
Look at the players he had.
Yeah, no shit. You yourself had said, somewhere along, but not exactly this, but if I told you that our postseason roster would have consisted of Piscotty and Brandon Moss and,
I said that, yeah.
And Tommy Pham, you'd all say that was crazy. That's what he had to deal with.
Yeah.
Yeah. And those guys performed, and yet those guys were nowhere to be found during the playoffs.
Don't ever – you can't reason with the salty ginger. That's a fact.
Ringless.
Oh my god!
Razor won that World Series ring. Hey, there's always next year if you actually work for the Cardinals.
Right. This is fine. We're good. Let's do a drink of the week.
Okay, and the drink of the week this week, anything. It's been a terrible week. Just grab whatever scraps, rubbing alcohol, pads. Suck one of those things. It's been that. I found a bottle. Tuesday night, I found a bottle, and I haven't, this is my first day out of bed. I'm just kidding.
No, he's not.
I had to make an outline. You think I'd do a drink of the week, or a toast of the week, to maybe the great fans of the Cardinals who were there. 3.5 million who showed up to the stadium.
Again this year. Again.
Again. Supporting this team.
Fair-weathered fans, Ryan.
No.
Right.
But you know who I'm going to toast this week to? My favorite Cardinal fans of them all. Those guys in the 7th, 8th inning to get up there. And they're starting the wave, man. You go. Crucial game. Game 2 of the NLDS. Your team's down. You're trying to spark a rally. Yeah, it doesn't matter that your team's batting. You're down by 2. There's 2 outs. You're trying to watch a game. But no, you. You want to start the wave.
It's all about them.
You want to get that glory. Look what I did. I made people stand up all the way around the stadium. You, sir, you're a fan. You're a drunk guy trying to get attention. And in life, aren't we all just that drunk guy trying to get attention?
Yeah, hey, you know what? I'm noticing something here right now, just like your mannerisms.
Yeah.
You got like a Harry Carey thing going with the way you're like shaking your head and all that when you're talking.
So, hey, we stand up and we raise both hands and then sit down real quick to you, drunk fan starting the wave during a crucial playoff game. Knock that crap off. I don't want to see that anymore.
Get it, Wheeze.
No more wave.
Is this supposed to be a toast, or is this
Yeah, this is a toast to the guy. Don't do it again, or you get cut.
Stop being a douchebag.
No one...
Don't be that guy.
Can we just ban the wave?
Dude, this is
hate the wave.
Yeah, this is a self-help or whatever. The more you know, don't be that guy.
Don't be that guy.
You know what thing I hated, too, the last game I went to?
What's that?
Was that stupid Cardinals flag or banner that they make everybody... it goes around the... one portion of the stadium.
I think it's kind of cool.
I can't stand that. I'm sitting in the seat and that thing comes. I'm like, ah, motherfucker.
But you're willing to stand up, put your hands up, and then sit back down?
Nope, I sat down. I didn't even help.
Dude, I was at the post for game 4, and this ass clown had to make a change. This old dude is like 65, comes back in, cowboy hat with the Cardinals on it, Cardinals logo.
Was it the Cardinal cowboy?
Dude, he was one of them. He was replicating, dude.
I know I've met the Cardinal Cowboy, and let me just say, one of the more forgettable nights of my life.
Dude, he's horrific.
Maybe I'll tell that story next week of how I met the Cardinal Cowboy. Maybe that'll be my King's take and how that guy needs to take a hike. Maybe he'll be my toast of the week next week. So, now it's time for Gabe's favorite part. Gabe, final thoughts.
It's been a hell of a season. I, unlike Weezer, I support Matheny. I support the Birds. We did more with less than any other team this year. I just wish we could have brought it back to Bush and crushed the Cubbies, but wasn't meant to be. Hopefully the Dodgers sweep them in 4.
I like it.
Couldn't have said that better, Gabe. Like it.
Boom. All right. Well, we are packing up, but don't worry. We'll still be around. We got hockey and football and whatever we want to talk about. We'll lick our wounds. We'll try to catch some home run balls that are still getting hit out of Wrigley.
They haven't landed yet.
They haven't. You see, they're keeping the one ball up on the scoreboard.
Yeah.
They said we'll leave it there because if they put it on a stand and put it, they've moved it. They've already moved it.
Fuck the Cubs. I hate the Cubs.
Yeah. And anybody, one other thing. I'm getting on my soapbox again. I see people on Facebook saying, oh, you know, good luck to the Cubs. I hope they win it all. If you're a true Cardinal fan, you will never say you want the Cubs to win the World Series.
Never.
So if I see that on Facebook, A, I'm probably going to delete you. And 2, you've lost all rights to come to Busch Stadium next year.
I'd rather I'd rather my kid die of AIDS than the Cubs win the World Series. No, I'm joking. That's close, though. It's almost how much I hate the Cubs. I don't have any kids, either.
And on that note, he's Ryan Grimes, Gabe Diamond, and I, Weezer Weir, run away from this one. This is the 314 Podcast.